From the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg will be without ferry service for at least another week. Repairs on the bow thruster of the state ferry Columbia will stretch into a second week. The Alaska Marine Highway has canceled service on its largest ship in the fleet until February 2nd. The 418-foot ship has been out of service since docking in Bellingham, Washington on January 19th. Technicians are working to fix the bow thruster, which helps in turning the ship and docking. Marine Highway hopes the ferry can resume service sailing northbound out of Bellingham on February 2nd. The ship serves Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. The 235-foot day boat Lecanti, which makes stops in northern Southeast, is the only ferry operating in Southeast Alaska. Lawmakers have released a draft policy that would revise how the legislature handles sexual and other workplace harassment. The draft is modeled on Oregon's policy and is much more detailed than the current version, which the legislature adopted in 2000. Anchorage Democratic Representative Matt Kleeman is the vice chair of the subcommittee working on the policy. He says the Oregon guidelines had the clearest procedure to file a complaint of any examined by the subcommittee.
There was consensus on the committee to base our policy and procedure on that Oregon procedure that looked to make a lot of sense.
Harassment became an issue in the fall when legislative aides and women outside of the legislature alleged sexual harassment by Kiana Democratic Representative Dean Westlake, who resigned in December. The Alaska House has a new member. House Democrats on Thursday confirmed Governor Bill Walker's appointment of John Lincoln to fill the state representing a Western Alaska district. The seat was vacated by Democratic Representative Dean Westlake, who resigned after being accused by female aides of unwanted touching and inappropriate comments. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company and the advisory group that monitors oil tanker activities in Prince William Sound are at odds over how far Alyeska's tugboat operators should have to go to demonstrate they can operate safely in poor weather. Alaska Journal of Commerce reports that the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council Board passed a resolution insisting that oil tankers and their tug escorts should not be allowed to operate in the Sound if conditions are deemed unsafe. Warren Miller, the prolific outdoor filmmaker who for decades made homages to the skiing life that he narrated with his own humorous style, has died. He was 93. His family says in a statement that Miller died Wednesday evening at his home on Orcas Island. A World War II veteran, ski racer, surfer, and sailor, Miller produced more than 500 films on a variety of outdoor activities. This morning, the U.S. ski team announced who it's taking to the Olympics next month. Four Alaskans had pre-qualified, including Keegan Randall, Sadie and Eric Bjornsson, and Rosie Brennan. Now the list of Alaskans on the U.S. Olympic cross-country ski team has 10 names on it. All 10 ski competitively for Alaska Pacific University. Winter Olympics kick off in South Korea on Friday, February 9th. And a quick look at weather. Strong winds across the northern panhandle this weekend. The rest of today, scattered snow showers, highs around 30, light winds.